Brian Bertacci is the electric utility director. He says crews found the fault on Japonski Island near the dock of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maple. They repaired it around 3:30 Wednesday morning after working through the night. While the fault caused short power blips, some residents experienced longer outages earlier this week when city crews were shutting down systems to figure out the problem.
On the island, as everyone knows, we have a significant amount of underground cable, and troubleshooting those faults is more complicated, more costly, and more time-consuming. And as the infrastructure ages, including all these underground lines, more of these types of faults can be expected.
That faulty line in Sitka's aging electrical infrastructure is a cause of concern for Bertacci. He has proposed the city build a new substation to address increased electrical demands and take pressure off the Marine Street transformer, which powers 80% of town.
Marine Street substation itself was designed and built over 35 years ago. And as you know, the community's changed, our power needs change in the community, and our potential growth, of course, is likely north on HPR. And so I think we've got to accommodate all those, you know, changes and, you know, look at how to, you know, upgrade and maintain the equipment we have.
The backup transformer for Marine Street is getting repaired and is expected to return to Baranoff Island this spring. Bertacci says he is trying to figure out the exact cost of an added transformer before bringing a concrete proposal to the assembly, but it could have a multi-million dollar price tag. Bertacci says the city initially thought the outages were being caused by a faulty submarine cable, which would have been costly to fix. The actual repair will amount to roughly $200. He's also looking into some other equipment to ease future problems due to the older electrical system.
We may recommend some additional high voltage switches be installed at strategic locations at a later date to make troubleshooting more effective. These would be fairly low cost and would allow us to isolate portions of the system faster to test and identify the location of future faults.
As the electric department awaits confirmation on the faulty cable, they've reconfigured the city's electrical system to service downtown and Japonski Island through transformers on Jarvis Street. Those areas are usually serviced by the Marine Street substation. Bertacci says he'll wait a couple days before returning the system back to normal. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.